my final message this afternoon, it will be on how to grow.
今天下午这最后一盘子，我们要来就是思想到说是怎么样的来长进。
And it will be also from our text in 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 18.
仍然我们是要来看彼得后书第3章18节。
Apostle Peter says, "But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be glory both now and forever. Amen."
使徒彼得他这么说：“你们却要在我们主救主耶稣基督的恩典和知识上长进，愿荣耀归给他，从今直到永远。”We
have already seen the need to grow.
我们已经看了，应该为什么就是有这样的一个。
We looked at the dangers from without and also the danger of immaturity. Then we also saw in our second message, what does this growth refer to?
那我们在第二堂信息也谈到说，到底这长进是包括哪些方面？
It is a progressive kind of growth.
是一个渐渐增长的这样一个长进，
not something instantaneous or overnight，
而不是说在瞬时之间，在一刹那之间的改变。
It begins with the life that we have in Christ.
那首先就是以我们在主基督耶稣里的生命为开始。
This growth is now increasing in the walking of in enjoying of the relationship with Christ.
那这样的一个长进就包括说我们继续的就是 在与基督同行的当中，越来越亲密的这样的一个同行。
And it brings glory to Christ.
而且它是必须带给基督荣耀。
But how to grow?
到底要怎么样来成长？
You notice that the second part of the theme in verse 18, it says, you grow in grace and also in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus, and Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
那我们知道说，在这里18节就是说到说，不单只是在恩典，而是在知识上，在基督耶稣的知识上来长进。
Here it concerns the scriptures.
那这就牵涉到圣经神的话语。
In the context from verse 16 and 17, you also notice that this is the emphasis.
那就在16、17节，我们也看到说，你从那里。 的上文下里就看到，就是关于这样一个强调这么一点。
These are the epistles which the Apostle Paul has wrote.
这就讲到说，这是使徒保罗所写的这些信件。
And this is regarded as scriptures.
那这些都被当作是圣经。
But there are others who will twist the scriptures.
但是却有一些人把这些来扭曲了。
So here there's a contrast between the words of man and the words of God.
那这里就让我们看到说，就是人的话语，人的言论跟神的话语的对照。
You turn to 1 Peter chapter 2, you will again notice the same contrast.
如果我们翻到 彼得前书第二章，我们也会看到同样的这样的一个对比。
In 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 2, Apostle Peter also says, "As newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby."
那就在彼得前书第二章二节这边说，就要爱慕纯洁的灵奶，就像财生的婴孩爱慕奶一样，叫你因此增长。
But do you notice before the desiring of the milk, in verse 1, it says, lay aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings.
那如果你有注意到的话，其实在这之前就是在说到说要爱慕灵奶，纯洁的灵奶来长进之前呢，这里使徒彼得说到说，所以你们要除去一切的恶毒、诡诈，并假善。 嫉妒和一切毁谤的话，
and you know again notice that this is also a contrast between man's words and God's word.
那我们也会看到同样有这样的一个对比，就是关系到说人的言论跟神的话语。
Because from verse 23 to 25 of chapter 1, Apostle Peter says here that there is the incorruptible word of God, being born again not of corruptible seed but of incorruptible, by the word of God which liveth and abideth forever.
如果我们看一章二十三到二十五节，那边也提到说，使徒彼得也提到说，关于这个神不朽坏的话语。那在二十三节这边说，是由于不能朽坏的种子，乃是出于不能朽坏，乃是由于不能朽坏的种子。那么，而且二十五节就说，唯有主的道能够永远存留。
So here there is a contrast, the word of God and the evil speakings of men.
我们看到这里有一个对比，就是神的话语跟人邪恶的言论。
Now you put all the thoughts together, you have the first principle.
那如果我们把这一切都来一起的来思想的话，我们就会看到说第一个原则
，How to grow.First of all, be careful of what you feed yourself.
那要怎么样来长进？那首先我们就是应当留意我们是用什么来喂养自己。
Are you fed with the philosophies and the things of the world?
啊，你是不是用这个世界的哲学属于世界上的事情来喂养自己呢
？What kind of influence do the people around you have on you?
那你在你身边周围的这些人给你的是什么样的一个影响呢
It is going to be very hard to grow if you keep feeding yourself with the milk of God's word while still feeding yourself with the ideas of the world.
那如果你继续的让神的话语神的这个灵奶来喂养你，而同时又让世界的这些观念来填入你的脑海里的话，你是很难能够成长的。
Because these philosophies, they will so easily influence you.
因为这些的哲学，他们都很容易的来影响你。
And Christians do not realize how susceptible they are to these ideas of the world.
那基督徒却似乎是不清楚说这样还不知道说自己是多么容易的就会坠入这个世界的人的观念。
You remember Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 12 first tells us, be not conformed to this world.
还记得说这个使徒保罗在罗马书第十二章第一节就告诉我们说让我们不要不要效法这个世界。
That means to be molded according to the pattern of this world.
那就是说跟随这个世界的模样来运作。
Are you influenced by the world?
你是否是被这个世界来影响呢
you know, some Christians, they wonder, why is it that I cannot live a victorious Christian life? Why is it I always struggle against sin?
那有些基督徒就说为什么我不能够过一个得胜的生活？为什么我要时刻的来为与罪来搏斗呢
They wonder why, but they keep feeding themselves, they feeding their souls with the things of the world.
那他们在那边疑惑，其实他们都一直在让这世界上的事情来喂养他们，来影响他们。
I'm not going to go into the specifics to say what can you do or what can you not do.
我不会说进入一些特殊的细节，告诉说你什么可做，什么不可做。
But that's where Christians need to be very careful with your own lives.Know that the things that you watch and the things that you listen to, the company that you keep, this will have great influence in your life.
基督徒必须很谨慎的，就是知道说，要注意到说，你所看，你所读的，或者说你所，就是你跟随为伍这一些都会。影响你的生命。
You know, Apostle Peter says here, don't be led away in chapter 3 verse 17. Right? Beware lest you also being led away with the error of the wicked fall from your own steadfastness. Okay. Chapter 3, yeah, 2 Peter, sorry. 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 17.
彼得后书第三章十七节也这么说，就是三章十七节说 恐怕被恶人的错谬诱惑而从自己坚固地步坠落。
Be careful, be aware of it.
要很小心要谨慎。
You realize that those Christians or professing Christians who are now departed from us, they are no longer with us, oftentimes they are leaving us is not sudden and overnight.
那我们知道说那些曾经自称为基督徒的那些他们就是已经离开我们，那很多时候这样的离开不是突然之间发生的。
Now it doesn't mean that those who leave church, they are always gone and they can have no hope anymore. That's not the case.
我不是说那些离开了教会的人他们就是一去就不再回头，不能够已经没有希望了，不是这样子。
But my point is, if you try to examine very closely the days that are leading up to this person deciding just to leave the fellowship of saints completely, what those days would be like?
那我说的就是好像说这些人在还没有离开之前那段时光里面他是怎么样的，最终被就是来到一个地步他离开了这个团契，那段时光是怎么样的呢？
Professing Christians who have now returned to the world, what are the days leading up to his returning like?
哪一个自称是基督徒的他回到世界的当中呢，那一段就是慢慢引发到他回去世界的这段时光是怎么样的呢？
Do you realize it's often very slow and subtle?
你有没有发觉到说很多时候这都是很渐渐慢慢潜伏性的发生？
There are certain habits and certain areas of his life which he's not willing to surrender unto Christ.
然后他有一些的习惯或者是有生活生命中的有一些的方面他是不愿意为着基督来牺牲的。
Certain companies which he keep, and these things have influenced him before he even falls into great sin. These things slowly have already been destroying and corrupting his life.
那有一些他所交往的朋友，那这些都一再的慢慢的来影响他，那就是来到一个地步，就是就是他大受影响，以致他就是毁灭掉他的这样的一个生命。
You cannot grow if you are being given water and fertilizer, yet at the same time you have the poison of the world in the soil.
那你不能，如果你一边是浇水施肥同时又受到这个世界的毒害，那你是不可能长进的。
That's where you need to ask yourself.Are you still holding on to the world?
那这就是你必须来问自己的，你是不是还就是紧握着这个世界不放呢？
And what are the kind of companies that you keep?
你是跟哪一些人来交往呢？
Now this was one thing that I was also teaching to the teens recently.
那这也是我最近在跟一些青少年人在教导他们。
And I asked them a question.
我就问他们这样的一道问题。
Do you believe that?For a Christian, is it possible to have a best friend who is an unbeliever?
那如果我就问他们说，一个基督徒是不是可能有说就是一个非信徒为他最好的朋友？
I'm not talking about friend in the just very loose sense of the word. I'm talking about best friends in the real sense of the word.
我不是说就是这样的一般的，就是说所谓的。一般的交往，我是说真的是深入深交的这样的一些好友。
You share your life
你跟他来分享你的生命
，every part of your life
你生命的每一个环节。
And you try to encourage this person through times of his despair and times when he's down。
你也尝试来勉励或者说来扶持这样的一个人，当他。在经历一些的挫折磨难的时候
You also share your happy times, the times of rejoicing.
你也跟他来分享你快乐的时光，你庆幸的时候。
These friends who go through many different phases of your life together with you.
那这样的一个朋友是在你在 生命中许多不同的阶段里面跟你一起度过的。
But can he really be your best friend?
他是不是可以是你最要好的朋友呢？
But how can it be if he does not even know Christ?
那如果他根本不认识基督的话，他怎么可能是你的最好朋友？
Well, maybe you say that he respects my religion.
那或许你说，哎呀，因为他尊敬我的信仰。
But the truth is, you have different convictions.
那事实上是你们都有不同的信念。
Or maybe you can be best friends because you don't have different convictions. You have the same convictions.
又或者是他可以成为你的好友，是因为你跟他就是没有什么在信念上没有什么差异。
Then there's a problem because for sure he will not hold on to Christian convictions.
那就是问题了啊！我们肯定的，他不可能是会就是持有基督徒的信念。
It means that you must have been holding on to worldly convictions.
也换句话说，就是你可能就已经是持有这样的一个属世的信念。
And that's where you have to decide then.
那就是你必须来做抉择的时候。
And this is just an example.
这是只不过是其中的一个例子。
If you want to grow as a Christian, there are those things of the world that are influencing you and pulling you to the world, you must be ready to lay aside.
那如果你要在基督耶稣里来增长的话，那些是属于世界的这些事物呢？那些会。牵引你离开基督的这些事情呢，你必须把它放下。
You may say that no, no, it won't affect me.
你可能会说不，这不会影响我。
But see how subtle it is.
你会看到说这的确是潜伏性的。
It will soon lead you to fall.
它是会慢慢的使到你跌倒。
So first of all, be careful of what you feed yourself.
因此首先你必须来谨慎。关于说你用什么来喂养自己。
Now after guarding yourself, then let us see how then can we grow.
那我们就是维护了自己之后，那我们也要来看我们应当是怎么样来成长。
So you need to pull out the weeds, you need to pluck up, and then you can plant and grow.
那你必须把这些野草、这些荆棘给除掉，那你必须栽种，那你才能够来成长。
So first of all, with regards to growing, Apostle Peter then tells us, you need the word of God.
那首先关系到说要来长进的话，使徒彼得告诉我们说，首要的是你必须有神的话语。
Okay, continue to see in 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 2.
那我们继续来看彼得前书第二章二节。
He says,Here, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby.
彼得前书二章二节就说，就像就要爱慕纯洁的灵奶，像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样，叫你因此渐长。
Hence, you need the word of God.
那因此你必须有神的话语。
And the word of God here will include the knowledge of God's word.
那这里所说的神的话语，也就是包括说你对神话语的认知知识。
Knowledge is not everything, but on the most basic level, there must be knowledge.
那知识不是一切，但是在最根本的基础上，我们必须有知识。
Now here, Apostle Peter, when he talks about the milk of the word, he is not contrasting the milk and the meat part of God's word. That is not his point here.
那在这里当使徒彼得在讲到说这个灵奶的时候，那他不是在做一个对照说神的话语当中有一属于灵奶的部分，还有属于这个硬实硬的部分。
Apostle Paul did that in Hebrews chapter 6 when he contrasted there is the milk part and the meat part of God's word.
那在希伯来书第六章使徒保罗就有做这样的一个比较，说神的话语当中有一属于是奶的就是也属于比较硬的干粮。
So the milk part would describe the basic doctrines of God's word.
那就是属于奶的就是说属于就是神话语当中最基本的一些认识。
And of course, the meat part would describe the doctrines which are suitable for mature Christians.
那关于那干粮的呢，就是指着说那些比较适合于已经成熟了的基督徒的那一些部分。
That's what Apostle Paul is talking about.
那是使徒保罗所说的。
But Apostle Peter here is using a different illustration.
那在这里，使徒彼得是用另外的一个，就是说用这个比喻来刻画不同的东西。
He's trying to illustrate how essential and important the Word of God is to the life of the believer.
那他是在这里要刻画说神的话语对一个信徒来讲，对一个信徒的性命来讲是何等重要。
And he's saying it's as important as milk is to babies.
那他就说，就像好像这个奶对于婴孩来讲是那么样的重要。
It is the source of life.
那这是生命的源就是根源。
And you see how babies desire milk.
那你就看到说婴孩是怎么样的渴慕就是奶。
There are only two things that babies would do. Those very young ones, like 6 months old, 1 year old babies, there's only two things they'll do.
那些孩提那些婴孩就是六个月或者就是一岁以下的婴孩他们只做两件事情。
Eat and sleep.
吃还有睡。
And you know, when they wake up and they cry and cry and cry because they are hungry, then you have to give them milk.
那你会知道说，当他们哭，他们醒过来的时候，他们一直哭的时候，你知道说他们饿了，你就把奶给他喝。
Recently, I had a friend who just gave birth.
就是有一个朋友最近刚刚生了一个孩子。
And the parents were describing how difficult it is.
做父母的他们就在描述说，哎呦，为人父母是何等辛苦。
Every 3 hours must feed.
每三个小时就要喂他喂奶。
Whether daytime, nighttime is the same.
无论是晚上或者早上都一样。
The baby does not care, just wants to eat.
无论如何婴孩是不理的，婴孩就是一直要吃。
This is the kind of desire Apostle Peter is trying to illustrate.
这就是使徒彼得所要描述的他们是何等的渴慕。
We need the word of God.
我们需要神的话语。
Why is there this power in the word of God?
为什么神的话语有这样的一个能力呢？
Because the word of God is given by the breath of God himself.
因为神的话语是神口中所吹出来的气。
And don't underestimate how it feeds your soul.
那千万不要低估它对你的灵魂是对你的灵命有多重要。
You know, Apostle Peter compared the Word of God, or rather, Apostle Paul's writing to the Word of God.
那你发觉说，使徒彼得他是怎样的来比较说
Apostle Paul
使徒保罗所写的跟神的话语来做一个
compare. He says Apostle Paul's writing is scripture.
Okay, 他是说使徒保罗所写的的这些信件这些话语都是神的话。
And Apostle Paul had an understanding of what God's word is.
那使徒保罗对神的话语他明白神的话语到底是什么。
Because you remember how Apostle Paul says all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness.
你还记得吗？使徒保罗他说圣经都是神所默示的，以教训、度责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的。
How the word of God is so important to us.
那神的话语是对我们来讲是何等重要。
Because it's the breath of God.
因为它是神口中所吹出来的气。
You know, the word inspiration of God literally means the breath of God. God breathes.
你知道说关于这个就是默示神的默示就是字义上意思就是说神口中所吹出来的。
And there's this commentator who makes an interesting note.
有就这样的一个解经家，他就是提出这样的一个有趣的论点。
When God made man, He breathed into man, and He made man a living soul.
那当神创造人的时候，他在人的鼻孔里吹气，那他就使到人成为有灵的活人。
You know, we sometimes say that prayer is like the air that we breathe.
那我们有的时候就说到说我们祷告的时候就好像我们在呼吸空气一样。
Actually, the Bible more precisely is saying that the Word of God is really the air that we breathe.
那在其实圣经更是说到说我们神的话语就其实就好比我们所呼吸的空气一样。
When God made man, He breathed into us to make man a living soul.
当当神创造人的时候，他就向人来吹气，让人成为有灵的活人。
The parallel is that the word of God is the very breath of God that He breathes out.
那就让我们看到说，就是神的话语就是他口中所吹出来的那气。
Isn't it the very breath that we need for our soul, for the feeding of our souls?
那这岂不是我们需要来使到我们的灵命受到喂养的这个气吗？
Now how to grow?
要怎么样来成长？
Feed upon God's word.
要怎么样来长进？我们就必须要来就是灵受神的话语。
There's nothing complicated in it.
其实是没有什么太就是深奥的。
On the most practical and basic level, read God's word.
那最基本的就是使用的方面来看呢，就是我们就是要来读神的话语。
And I think sometimes Christians must try to take the effort to read through the Bible from the beginning to the end.
那我想基督徒必须尽力的来把圣经就是从头读到尾，把它读完。
Now it's good to have.You study portions here and there.
的确，如果你在读它其中的一些片段、一些部分是好的。
But when you read it through, you then have a complete understanding of the whole scripture, of the whole development of the themes of scripture.
那如果你是从头读到完的话呢，那你就能够更清楚看到说整个圣经神的话语它是如何的。进展，那么关于他的主题，整个的教导。
And you know, Apostle Paul, when he says it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction instruction in righteousness, you know this is also a practical guide to tell us what we should think about when we read God's word.
当你知道说，当保罗在提到说，神的话语就是一度则教导，就是一著作教导使人学艺这一切都是其实是一个就是一个给我们的读神的话语的一个指引。
For example, when the apostle Paul says the word of God is profitable for doctrine,
他说使徒保罗举个例子，使徒保罗说神的话语是有益于教导。
Then when you read the Bible, you see what does this passage teach me about a particular doctrine.
那当你来读这些圣经的时候，你看某一个篇章的时候，到底这教导我关于哪一些的教义？
For example, you begin with Genesis.
举个例子，如果你从就是创世纪来开始。
When you begin Genesis chapter 1.
创世纪第一章。
Then you ask yourself, what does this chapter teach me about the doctrine of God.
那你就说在第一章到底这圣经这篇圣经到底教导我关于神的什么方面？
Who is God?
到底神是谁？
It shows you the power of God.
让我看到说神的能力。
It shows you the wisdom of God.
它让我看到神的智慧。
It shows you the love of God.
它也让我看到神的爱。
You look through very carefully, you see how God designed and ordered the days of creation.
那如果你仔细的来看，你就看到说神是怎么样的设计，怎么样看的，让我们看到说，那创造的每一天的一个次序。
There's power and wisdom.
那就是能力跟智慧。
Then you see how God created man last.
那你又看到说，神在是最后才最后才来创造人。
Man wants to be first.
人很想是站在首位。
But if God created us first, we'll be in nothing, right? We'll be like in space.
如果神先创造人的话，人就好像是在这个虚无的空间了。
But God created everything first, and then God created man with everything prepared already for man.
那神先创造了所有的这个其他的被造物，然后之后才创造人。那人被创造的时候，他就 这一切都已经存在。
Is that not his love for men?
那他这岂不看到，让我们看到说神对人的爱。
So when you read the Bible, you try to grasp all these truths. Ask yourself these questions. What does this chapter teach me about God?
那因此你在读神的话语的时候，你必须是来领悟到这样的一个就是真理，就是说你在读这样的一段经文的时候，到底这让我能够教导我关于神的什么方面。
Another passage that you say, what does this teach me about Christ?
那在其他的篇章里面你会说，哎，到底这教导我们关于基督的哪些方面。
Another passage you say, what does this teach me about the doctrine of the church?
那在其他的篇幅里面可能你会你也可以看说，到底这教导我关于教会的教哪一些的教义呢？
Very systematically go through.
我们是很有系统的来就是进行。
And then you see the next thing Apostle Paul says is profitable for reproof.
另外一方面保罗说是以度责，有益于度责。
So when you read the Bible, you ask yourself these questions.
那因此当你读圣经的时候，你必须问这样的一个问题。
Are there any sins that I have to repent of?
到底有什么样的这个罪是我需要来悔改的？
When you read the Bible, you ask yourself, how does this apply to me?
那你读神的圣经的时候，你要问说，到底这怎么样应用在我自己的身上呢？
Is there any sin that I was not aware of that now the Bible exposes in my heart?
是不是有什么的罪是我自己所不知道的？这个时候圣经却就是让把它显露出来。
Do I have
显露我的心？
Do I have pride? Do I have arrogance?
那我是不是有什么样的就是骄傲的地方啊？我有什么样高傲之处？
Is profitable for reproof.
那这样的这个是对就是度责我是有益的。
And then there is also profitable for correction.
那这也是在使我归正有注意的。
Not only does it tell us where we have gone wrong, it also tells us how we can be right.
那他不单是告诉我在哪这方面行错了也告诉我说要怎么样才能够行得正。
So if I have been proud, the Bible then tells us how I can overcome my pride.
如果我已经是太骄傲了，那圣经就告诉我说怎么样我才能够就是克服我的骄傲的心。
If I'm not being careful with my words, the Bible now shows me how I can be gracious in my words.
如果我在我的言语上就是不小心谨慎，那圣经去教导我是怎样的能够在我的言语上来大有恩慈。
So when it's profitable for correction, you can ask yourself these questions.
那因此这对使我归正是有益的，那你必须问你自己这样的一些问题。
What area of my life can I change?
那我应该问说我在生命中有哪些方面需要改变。
What habits can I forsake?
有哪些的这些习惯恶习我需要把它撇弃。
It's profitable for correction.
那这是对使我归正有益。
And it is profitable for instruction in righteousness.
那接下来就是也是在教导我学义上有益处。
Then the question you can ask is, what virtues should I pursue after?
那可能接下来你要问的就是我需要追求哪一些的这个品行品质。
The Bible speaks of compassion, the Bible speaks of kindness.
那圣经就提到说要就是良善要恩慈。
These are instruction in righteousness.
那这些都是在学义上的让我学义的这些的教导。
Instructions towards holiness.
关于说要怎么样的来过圣洁的生活的一些教导。
So when you read the Bible, you feed on it, and how you apply it to yourself.Ask yourself these questions.
那因此当你读圣经的时候你领受你从中领受，你要问你自己你要怎么样的要得到些什么样的益处。
I believe many Christians, they listen to the word of God, and they may even read their Bible without really learning from it.
那我相信说有一些基督徒他们来聆听神的话语，来读圣经，但是他们却没有从中来领受到任何的益处。
Then you are not feeding upon the word of God.
如果是这样的话，你其实是不是在领受神的话语。
Then how will you grow?
那你如果是这样的话，你怎么能够长进呢？
So when to grow, you need the word of God. Read it, and when reading it, you see how it applies to you.
要来长进的话，你就必须是来读神的话语。来读神的话语的话，你也要来想一下，到底。这怎么样来应用在自己的身上？
That is the feeding upon the word of God.
那这就是你来领受神的话语。
When was the last time you carefully contemplated upon a truth of God's word?
你在就是说你真的是谨慎小心的来思想神的话语是的最后一次是什么时候呢？
Even during the retreat.
甚至是在那个退休会里。
I don't know later what is the program for the retreat.
我不知道你们接下来退休会接下来的节目是什么。
Got reflection? Is it personal reflection?
是不是有一些的就是让你来自我检讨反省的时候呢？
And sometimes you also don't know what to reflect upon.
有的时候你根本也不知道要怎么样的来反省。
You think through your year.Then you think through the places you gone for holiday, and then after think you soon think about next year where should I go for holiday.
你就就是思索一整年啊，你就想到说，哎呀，我曾经去了哪里去度假，那就想到说啊，明年我要去哪里度假。
Now I'm sure you have guided thoughts for them to reflect, right? Or you just say reflect.
我相信你是有一些指导让他们来。反省反思不是说只是叫他们反思就这样。
Reflect on things you are thankful for last year.
Oh, things you are thankful this year or last year?
Oh, around this year. The past year.
Things thankful for. Okay, so here's some guide.
所以我们是有一些的指引，一些的引导。
But you see, the word of God itself guides you.
然后我们知道说神的话语本身它就引导我们。
And you don't have to wait until retreats, then you reflect.
然后你也不需要等到退休会的时候才来反省才来反思。
When you listen to the word of God on Sunday, sometimes you say that afternoon I'm very free, what should I do?
那你在主日的时候你来听神的话语，那有的时候你说哎呀 下午的时间我很有空，我应该做些什么呢？
Then you reflect by asking yourself these questions which I earlier have already shown you.
那你就要来就是像刚才我所提的这些问题你借这些问题来思想，来反复思想。
What does this teach me about the doctrines of script of the Bible?
那到底这段经文教导我哪一些方面的教义？
What sins do I have to repent of, and how can I change in my life?
我有哪些的罪我需要来悔改我是有在哪些方面我的生命需要来改变。
What virtues should I pursue after?
我需要追求哪一些方面的这些品德。
And of course these questions can be broken up into smaller questions and you think upon them.
当然这些的问题我们可以把它分得更细的来思想探讨。
And that's in light of the word of God which you understand.
那这就是借着神的话语所带给你的亮光是你所领受到的。
So when you do your devotion, do the same thing.
那因此当你在灵修的时候你也必须是一样的这样子来做。
No, don't just read and say, oh, very interesting.
不要说读的说哎呀很有趣。
But that's where you meditate, and that is what meditating means also upon the word of God.
那你也是必须要来默想，那这就是当你默想神的话语就是这个意思。
And then apply it.
那之后你要把它来应用。
And there's one last truth here, because after feeding upon it, there's the exercising in it.
那这里还有另外的一个真理，就是当你当你领受了之后你必须来就是使用出来。
I draw your attention to 2 Peter chapter 1
我请大家来注意彼得后书第一章
Apostle Peter in verse 5 he says, besides thee giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity.
那在这里，使徒彼得就在第五节啊，一章五节这么说，彼得后书一章五节这么说，正因这缘故，你们要分外殷勤，有了信心，又要加上德行，有了德行，又要加上知识，有了知识，又加上节制，有了节制，又要加上忍耐，有了忍耐，又加上谦进。
So how to grow？
啊，要怎么样来长进呢
？There is the exercising yourself in the word of God, which you now understand。
那也就是说，来使用出神的话语，你所已经明白了的神的话语。
This is application and practice。
那这就是应用啊，就是把它使用出来。
Now the word giving all diligence in verse 5 here has the idea of to pursue in a very zealous and passionate way。
那在这里第五节所说的分外的殷勤啊，这就是关系到说你是怎么样的来追求这是火热的追求这些。
And to grow, then you add to your faith, not in order to make your faith complete, but to build rather upon your faith.
那要长进的话呢，你就是必须来在你的信心上来加添
Not to make your faith complete
啊，不是要使到你的信心完全
，but to build upon your faith
啊，而是在你的信心上来继续的建立。
And he then goes on to say, add to your faith these things.
然后之后他就继续说，就是在信心上要加上这些。
Well, virtue means moral excellence.
德行就是说在道德行为上就是能够就是。在道德行为上有成就。
And basically all these other terms would describe the exercising of yourself unto godliness.
那在这里基本上这两节继续说的就是说让我们就是操练自己，也知道我们是更是进谦。
In other words, holiness requires discipline.
那换句话说我们要过圣洁的生活，我们必须守纪律。
Giving all diligence, that's what Apostle Peter says.
那使徒彼得在这里就是说要分外的殷勤。
You know, a disciple of Lord Jesus Christ really has to be a disciplined follower of his master.
那你要知道说一个主耶稣基督的门徒，他必须是一个守纪律的一个就是学徒。
You know, I remember this illustration that one Navy SEALs officer gave in a graduation ceremony.
我还记得关于这样的一个
illustration Navy SEAL.
Navy SEAL
is a soldier.
Okay. Okay, 一个海军
special force
海军特种部队的一名这个海军军员
officer
军官，他曾经用这样的一个方式或者说用这样的一个比喻来刻画。
He says even after he's no longer in the army or the navy，
他说即使是他不继续在军中在海军里面来服务。
He says one thing that he still does is he makes his bed every morning。
然后有一样东西他继续会去做的，就是每天早上。他会来就是整理他的床。
And so he told the graduating students that they should also develop the same habit.
那他就告诉这些要毕业的这些学员，就是说你们也必须来培养这样的一个习惯。
And he explained the reason why making the bed every morning is so important.
他就解释说每天早上来收拾床是有多重要。
Because he says that if he can get this one thing done in the day, in the morning, then it sets the tone for everything else that he will do throughout the day.
他说如果他每天早上能够把这件事情做得好的话，那这就成为接下来他所要做的各样事情的就是一个样式。
Yes, you would come home at night and you will sleep on it again. I know, that's the logic of some.
那的确你 回来啊、晚上你回来，你还是会睡在同样的这个床上啊，这是很多人想的想法。
But his the point he's making is that you need to have this discipline where you can do this one thing right every day.
那他的重点就是说啊、你必须有这样的一个纪律，就是你能够在每一天里面都把这样的一件事情做得正确。
And for him, he says that once you get this out of your mind, then you can go for all your exercises and all the operations, and you can focus on that.
那他对他来说，他说只要你把这次这样的一个事情做好了，那你就能够去去从事其他的这些训练或者说这些的演习啊、你要做的这样的事情。
Now for a soldier, that is how important it is to him.
对一个军一个士军来说这对他来讲是何等重要。
And of course, these special forces soldiers, they are very disciplined group of people.
然后也当然这些特种部队的这些军事，他们是属于一些比较守纪律的一群。
Now for us, I'm not talking about making a bed. You want to make or don't make is fine.
对于我们来讲、我不是要讲说是整理你的床、你要不要整理你的床、无所谓。
But there must be discipline in the Christian walk.
然后对于我们基督徒来说，我们的生命，我们的生活，我们必须有纪律。
And that's how important I believe your daily devotion, the time that you have with your Lord is every day.
那这就来到说我们真的是每一天的灵修啊，每一天你跟主的交往啊的这个时光。
Maybe for us, we can say that for the Christian, our quiet time is the equivalent of the making of our bed.
那可能我们可以这样说，就是对于一个基督徒来讲啊，我们每一天的灵修啊，就是好像我们就是收拾床一样。
There are so many things that we have to do and think about through the day.
那在一天里面有许多的事物是我们要去思想要去处理的。
Many battles we have to fight.
有许多的征战我们需要去面对的。
In many ways we are soldiers of the Lord Jesus Christ.
就是在很多的方面我们都知道我们是我们是主耶稣基督的军兵。
And how can we go out into the battles of this world when we have not spent this day, the beginning of this day,making sure that our hearts and minds are aligned with our Lord.
那我们只有怎么能够的，就是去面对这许多的征战一天里面所要经历的这一切，而却没有就是从一开始就让我们真的是有这样的一段时间，使到我们的思想，我们的心。思维是跟主耶稣基督话语一致的。
It begins with this discipline.
我们就是由这样一个举例来开始。
And that's where Apostle Peter says giving all diligence.
这也就是使徒彼得他说的说要分外殷勤。
So on a very basic level, do you spend time with the Lord every day?
然后就是在最这个基本的要求的底下，那么。你是否就是每一天都就是用时间来灵修
？Because that's how Christians grow.
那因为这是基督徒必须借着这样才能长进。
You don't water the plants for one day. What effects would it have?
你不一天不去为所栽种的植物来浇水，那它会有什么后果呢
？Unless it's a fake plant.
当然如果。是这个假的树木就没有什么问题。
Sometimes the effects may not be seen immediately.
我们知道说，可有的时候这些的效果不是马上就见到。
But the dryness accumulates.
那干燥就是慢慢的加剧。
And then after that, when the leaves become dry, soon the leaf dies.
然后慢慢的叶子。就是枯干的那叶子就死亡了。
If you still ignore the signs, then soon parts of the plant, the stems, the branches may also wither and fall off.
那如果你不去理会这样的一个征兆，那渐渐的这植物的一些部分好像它的枝子就慢慢的
就是凋谢了。
It's why we need to keep watering every day.
这就是为什么我们叫每一天的来浇水。
The word of God, we need to feed on it.
神的话语，我们必须要来领受。
That's how we grow.
这是我们借着这些来长进。
We have already considered three things.
我们已经探讨了三个方面。
The need to grow.
我们就是长进的必要。
We have also then seen what it means to grow.
我们也看了，知道说到底长进是怎么回事。
And I hope now you also understand how to grow.
我也盼望说你这时候也明白说应该怎么样才能来长进。
And in our growth, we will bring glory unto Christ.
我们如果能够继续长进的话，我们就能够把就是带给基督那荣耀。
Let us pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Our Father, we thank thee that this day we can spend this time meditating upon thy word.
我们在天上父，我们感谢你，让我们在这一天里面能够花这些时间来思想你的话语。
We can see how we can grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们也看到说，我们可以怎么样的在恩典和知识上来基督耶稣的恩典和知识上来长进。
We pray that thou will grant us thy grace and strength.
我们也求主你就是赐给我们把你的恩典力量赐给我们。
Even at times when we feel lazy or tired, may you strengthen us.
即使是我们有的时候感到疲惫，我们懒散的时候，求主来加添力量。
Or even in our feelings, we pray that you will forgive us.
即使是我们失败的时候，我们求主你饶恕我们。
But help us.To grow that we will bring glory to thee.
求主来帮助我们，好像我们能够真的是为主来就是能够来荣耀。
Pray and ask all these things in Jesus' name.
我们就是奉耶稣基督的圣名来祷告来祈求。
Amen. Amen.